We're going to be studying the Maharal on Parshas Yisro, not in Sefer Gur Aryeh, but rather in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. We're looking at two pieces, one in Perek Yud Aleph, and the other in Perek Chaf Hei. So we're looking at Tiferes Yisrael toward the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph. In these editions of the Tiferes Yisrael, it's on page Lamed Zayin, the right-hand column. It's an interesting medrash. It's actually a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that says how Torah, which is really tripartite, that is Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, was presented to the Jewish people, who are also in distinctly three groups, Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim, and it was given by Moshe, who was third born in his family, and presented to us on the third day after Shlosh Yimei Hagbola, and in the third month of the year in Sivan. Now, this, the Maharal explains, all with one word. And that one word is Yosher, integrity, complete righteousness. And that is represented by three. And we'll explain. We begin the paragraph, V'davar ze inyan muflog ma'od lahavin, eich al yedei ha-Torah hu ha-Yosher. He says it's something that's so vitally important to understand, exceptionally important to understand, that what can bring us closest to Hashem is Yosher. V'hu ha-derech el ha-divuk bo yisbarach. It is through being upright that we can come closest to Hashem. Because, after all, what is Hashem, if not perfect correctness and integrity, and emes? That's the signature name of God, Chosama. The signature note of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes. And emes, by the way, just as an aside, also contains the beginning of the Aleph Beis, the Aleph, the Tuf at the end, and the middle, the Mem. That's complete truth and complete integrity. That's Hashem Yisparach. So when we have Yosher, we are capable of approaching Him and capable of some clinging, some bonding with Him. And that's what the number three represents. And that's why this Maimer Chazal can be understood. Va'al Madrega Umayla Zos, it's because of Yosher. Amru, it's for that reason that they said in Perek Rabbi Akiva, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Peches, Dorash Hai Gliloi, Alei de Rav Chista, that an Amora was Derish in the presence of Rav Chista, Brich Rachmano, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Merciful One, the Yahav Orion Tlisoi, who gave three-part Torah, Tor Nevi'im Ksuvim, La'am Tlisoi, to the people who are also tripartite, Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim, Al Yedei Tlisoi, through the aegis of Moshe, who was third born, B'yom Tlisoi, on the third day, following Hagbalah, Hagbalah Sahar V'Kidashto, the Torah says, Hayu Nechonim L'Shloish Es Yomim, and then the Torah is given, the Torah says, Vayhi Bayom Ashlishi, it specifically says it was day three. Of course, it was the sixth or the seventh day of the month, Tzemachleikis. But the point is that it was after 3 days of special preparation. B'yarchat Lisoy. And it was the third month of the year, Sivan. Why? Three. U'bir inyan zeh, shebalah says, shevach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ala Torah shenosan lanu Hashem Yisbarach Shmai. This is all to praise the idea of Torah. Shekol ha-nevroim, everything else, all of the created world, mitzad sheyesh behem chesaron, because they are imperfect, ki ein nivra b'lo chesaron, there's nothing in the created world that's perfect, v'chol bal chesaron yesh bo yitzia min hayosher, anything that's imperfect is not completely integral, it's not completely perfect, meaning it's not completely correct. So it's missing, even if somewhat, some of its yosher. Shehariyesh bo chesaron, because it has some failing, something lacking. Ulekacha adam hamayein bidvarim, a person who is busy, perhaps in great study of some very worthy pursuits. Kimay elu, but it is of this world where there are certainly imperfections, and that's what we are delving into, and that's what we are all becoming a part of. So that necessarily is imperfect, and the person therefore can't be perfect either. Heim bale chesroin be'atzma. The purpose of the study of Torah is to associate as closely as we can with and identify and become a part of perfection. Yosher. That's the purpose of Torah, is to be a part of something so perfect that it is like Hashem Yisbarach himself, and that's how we can cling to him. To the extent that we are involved in this worldly affairs, we are going to be involved with what's imperfect, says the Maharal. So then we are necessarily Bali Chestroin Ba'atzma. But if we're involved in Torah, and to the extent we're involved in Torah, that great purpose of having and becoming a part of Yosher is achieved. Because he says, V'loikach HaTorah Shehigzeres Hashem Yisbarach, that which is the law, the entire foundation of all of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents, Shehu HaYosher LeGamri, complete integrity, complete righteousness. V'zeh She'amar B'rich Rachmanu D'yohev Eiryon Tlisoi, She'kol Dover HaMashulosh Hu She'yesh Boi HaYosher. Everything that is in three is capable of achieving balance. Bavur Hashlishi, right? As we would say, the Kosuv Hamachria, Yovah Hakosuv Hashlishi V'Achria Beinayim, meaning it achieves balance, it achieves clarity. Shehu Be'emtza, Ein Naitim Min Hayosher, it doesn't take you off, doesn't allow you to stray off the perfect mean, as we call it, Loy Liyamin V'Loy L'Smol, not to the right, not to the left. Mikasha Yesh Beis B'Loy Gimel, if you have two strands and not three, then you could go off to one side or off to the other. Ein Kan Yesher She'ein Kan HaEmtzoy Shehu HaYesher. It's by having the golden mean that you can achieve the correct focus, the correct direction, the truth. Shedivrei HaTorah Einam Yotzim Min HaYesher. Torah is Yesher. It's this perfect and correct directive, it's the perfect and direct reality. Unlike the world with its imperfection, the ideal of Torah is perfect. Its ideals form a whole, an integral whole of perfection. Umipnei ki Yaakov hayishlishi la'avos nikri Yaakov yeshurun. Yaakov, who achieves the balance between Gvura of Yitzchak, the Chesed of Avram, he is what's called Tiferes. And that's the perfect balance. The Pasuk is in Yeshayahu, Avdi Yaakov Yeshurun Bechar Tivai, Yeshayahu Novi says, Yeshayahu Mem Dalet. So that's why Yaakov is Yeshurun. Miloshen Yashar, something straight, something upright, something correct, fully correct. Shehu emtsoi ben Avram u ben Yitzchak. It's that middle way between the chesed of Avram and the gevura of Yitzchak. V'Yisrael, shehem am tlisoi, the people, am Yisrael, kahanim levim Yisraelim, that also comes to express, that signifies, meira, signifies, sheyesh behem hayosher v'nikroim Yisrael Yisharim. That's why we are called Yisharim. V'gam Yishurun, v'hi b'shurun melech, b'hisasef Rashi Am. Ein kukel Yishurun, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in v'zayas ha-bracha. So that's why we, Am Yisrael, are capable of such Yashrus. We are the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together because of Yaakov's striking the correct balance. We are capable of Yosher. So that's how we can be Mistabek through Torah, which is Yosher, to HaKadosh Baruch. Shehu HaYosher Legamri, in the words of the Maral. V'nosan Oysam Al Yedei Tlisoi. Torah was given through a third born. Moshe was third born. After Miriam Aaron comes Moshe. Shehu Moshe. Ki Masha Haya Moshe Shlishi. Meirishi Yesh Bei HaYosher. And he says, look at the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. As soon as he moves out and about in the world without being in the palace of the Pharaoh, we see his emphasis and his striving for Yosher. V'kasha tamoid al midas Moshe, if you understand and appreciate the character trait of Moshe, teida, so then you'll see, you know, shehayu bay b'yosher midas ha-yosher. This upright character, this insistence on what's correct, was the midah of Moshe. Ki tchilas yitziyaso, ra'a ish mitzri maka ish ivri, right? He sees an Egyptian striking a Jew. V'ya'aysa bay din, Moshe responds. V'ya'aysa bay din v'davar. V'davar ze mitzad ha-yosher. That's because of Moshe is insisting on Yosher. V'achachach b'yom sheni, on the next day, he sees Dasan and Aviram fighting. Amar l'rosha l'masakir reyecho. Shekol zemi midas ha-yosher shehoye b'moshe. He insists on that which is correct. V'achachach, then when he's running, when he flees to Midian, k'shebo l'midian v'yavau haroyim, and the shepherds are being aggressive and driving away Yisro's daughters v'yigor shum, v'yakom Moshe v'yoshiyon. Moshe saves them and helps them and makes sure that they have their measure of water. V'chol zeh mimidas ha-yosher. That's Yosher. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's correct and fitting for Moshe to be the one to give and be the agent for the giving of Torah. V'amar b'yerach tlisoi. And Torah is given in the third month of the year. Shehachedesh hu hashlishi. B'shvil shehachedesh Hushlishi l'nissen, shava u'mumutza. There's something that's very comfortable about Chodesh Sivan, that by then it's not cold, it's not hot, it's mumutza. It's average. Again, it's after 3 months of the year have passed, and sure enough, it's a time of balance and good weather. It's temperate. Kimiyad achakach maskel ha'yitziyah min hashivud. This idea of balance and fair weather, well, it soon comes to an end. After Sivan comes Tammuz, which is, of course, very, very hot. There's balance. It's not extreme, not in cold, not in heat, and v'zeh yadua, as you know and you recognize. And finally, the Torah was given b'yom tlisoi, b'yom shedibar imay hakadosh baruch hu. After 3 days, Hashem said, "I'm giving Torah." Ba'avur ki hashlishi yesh boy skulas hayosher. Again, as we said, k'maysha amarnu, because three represents balance. And balance represents finding the mean and the middle road, which is most correct, most upright, most functional. Ulefichach amar, v'hayu nechonim l'yom ha'shlishi. V'hakol hu b'shvil ma'ala sater. All this is meant to express and reflect the virtue of Torah, the superiority of Torah. Shehi ha'yosher be'atzma. It is the quintessential, correct, upright ideal. V'hakol hu b'shvil ma'ala sater shehi ha'yosher be'atzma. U'lefichach im lo hayu Yisrael yisharim, were we not Yisharim, we wouldn't be a good match for Torah. It wouldn't be something you could give to us. If Moshe was not qualified as an Ish Yashar, again, he wouldn't be the messenger, he wouldn't be the agent. Has to be the right time. So that's why that Gemara in Maseches Shabbos emphasizes the number 3. It's not just saying, oh, how interesting that, you know, happenstance, Torah, which has 3 parts, was given to a people, Am Yisrael, who have 3 segments, sections of population, and was given by the third born 3 days after Hagbola, in the 3rd month. No, it's not at all circumstantial. These are all about Yosher. These are all about something being correct and balanced. And that's what Torah is. Yosher. In an imperfect world, necessarily so, Torah is perfection. Now, we can't necessarily observe it perfectly because we are imperfect. But the ideals of Torah, the goals of Torah, they are perfect. Its truth is ultimate truth and ultimate perfection. And that's Yosher. And that's what the number 3 represents. And so the Gemara is saying that it's correct. Everything is about this Yosher, and therefore it's fitting for Am Yisrael to receive the Torah through Moshe and at that time. There's another approach that the Maral takes later in Perek Chaf Hei. That's the next sheet, bottom left, Perek Chaf Hei in the Teferes Yisrael on page Ayin Vav, left hand column, bottom of the page. Avol b'medrash amru b'derech acher. The Medrash offers another explanation as to why, particularly, it should be that Torah is given in the 3rd month after Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'zeh amram b'medrash. It's in Yalkut and in Tanchuma. B'chodesh ha'shlishi, the pasuk says, Letzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. V'lama b'chodesh ha'shlishi. Why specifically the 3rd month of the year? Fascinating, he says. Lebuchadnezzar Hasheni, not in the 2nd, Lebuchadnezzar Levi, not in the 4th. Amr Rab Hoshia, Shonali Rabbechia Hagadol. Rabbechia Hagadol taught the following to me. Giyaris and a Shifra Mishuchreris. So it's, instead of Shifra Mishuchreris, it should be Shvuya and a Shifra Mishuchreris. Those 3. A Giyaris, a woman who wishes to become a Jew. A shivuya, a woman who was taken captive and may have been chalila, taken in intimacy against her will by her captors. And a shifcha mishuchreres, where she was once a non-Jewish maidservant, owned like property of the Jew. Once he sets her free, she becomes a Jew. In all of these cases, they are new to becoming marriageable. Why? Because they've been of a different status, meaning two have been of different status, the Gieris and the Shivcha Mishuchreris. Shvuya was of questionable status because she may have been violated by someone. So we now need 3 months. Lo yinosu v'lo yisarsu, the halacha says. They are not to get engaged or married ad gimel chadoshim for 3 months. Kach Yisrael, similarly, Klal Yisrael, Nikru Geirim, Shenemar, Ki Geirim Yisem Be'eres Mitzrayim. We became Jews by being taken out of Mitzrayim. Shvuyim hayu. We were like captives. Shenemar v'hayu shavim l'shaveyim. Mishachararim hayu. And then we are also like servants or maidservants set free. Shenemar ani Hashem elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim mihiyos lehem avodim. So that you would no longer be their servants, their slaves. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amtin lehem gimel chadoshim v'achakach et lehem hatayra adkan. So that's what the Medrash says. So now the Maral is just coming to just expand on this a little bit and explain. And you can already intuit what he's going to say is that there's such a radical change between becoming, a change from being a non-Jew to becoming a Jew, that there is going to be a mindfulness. Well, we want to see that she is pure. Now, if she has been with her non-Jewish husband, then she might be giving birth to a child. We want to know, is this child from the previous non-Jewish husband? So before she marries now her Jewish husband, there have to be 3 months of havchana to distinguish and know whether the child is from the non-Jew or the Jew. This is the technical idea of havchana. But the bigger idea is, me'inyin zeh, Mashma kitzarach gimel chadashim laharchik mimasha hayu tchila mishubadim, that it was necessary that Torah should be given b'chodesh hashlishi, as the Torah says, because that shlishi, 3 months, is the way of making clear demarcation. We are not who we used to be. Kitzarach gimel chadashim laharchik, to be distanced, and then to be different. So the demarcation is b'chodesh hashlishi, that it's 3 months since. Now, it's not 3 full months, he's going to explain, but it's 3 months. We have to not just be a moment, we have to have a significant amount of time separating between the time when we were pharaohs, avodim, separating between then and when we become Hashem's trusted avodim. K'moshe ein ro'u she'tinose ha'giyores li'Yisrael, just as it's not correct for a giyores, for a convert, to get married, rak b'harchokas shloshe chadosh, only and unless there are 3 months that elapse after she becomes a Jewess. Va'av kinosin lehem atoira toch shloshe chadoshim, wasn't 3 full months. Va'giyores lo tisaris ad ach gimel chadoshim, whereas in the case of the giyores, she has to wait 3 full months before, 90 days before she marries. Dova ze inyan achik kitekev shehoya chodesh ha'gimel nachshev she'ovru gimel chadoshim de mikzus kekulo. As far as the law in the calendar is concerned for the Jewish people, Miktsas Chodesh was Kikulo. So part of Nisan, all of Iyar, part of Sivan, and that's 3 months. V'zeh shayach davka kashi yotzu mimitzrayim, shebechodesh harishin yotzu v'tekev shehoya chodesh sheni nikru chodesh sheni, v'chodesh shlishi nikru chodesh shlishi, the Miktsas Kikulo. Avol gabi giyores, of course, there you have to know biologically. You need enough time. You need 3 months, 90 days to elapse because of the fact that you are looking really to see whether or not the child is from the first or the next, the Jewish husband. Because you need full 90 days. There it's because you want to know biologically the nature of the genealogy of the child, if she has one. Which of course is not something we are dealing with here. Three months is a beginning, a middle, and an end. So similarly, we're going to expect Am Yisrael to be 3 months separate and away from Mitzrayim before becoming Hashem's people. Though it's a bit different, the difference of why exactly it's necessary here as opposed to why it's necessary in the case of an individual convert. Soif, Zman Gimel Chadoshim Mechuluk La'atzmai, Ukmoishim Mechuluk HaShloishe La'atzmai Le'inyin Havchono, Kach Eitzel Yisrael, Zman Shloishe Chadoshim, Zman Mechuluk La'atzmai. And he goes on to explain. Four lines from the bottom, if you would please skip with me to the words at the beginning of the line, four lines from the bottom. V'hatam ki kol dover shehu mechubar, anything that is unitary, anything that is put together correctly, yesh bo rishon ve'emtza ve'sof, has a beginning, a middle, and the end. Ulefichach hazman shehu mechubar chibur shaloi hu b'shloisha da'ainu rosh ve'emtza ve'sof. If you want a segment of time that you could say is a full unit of time, so that you could separate between the time before versus the time after, then you need 3 months, even if partial months, but you need three chadashim, because you have the beginning of a period that's not in Mitzrayim, the middle of that period, and then finally the last part of that time, the seif, the end of that period of time that separates between Mitzrayim and our being avodim to the Pharaoh, versus what comes after those 3 months, which is becoming trusted servants of Hashem Yisbarach. So that is the reason, according to this Medrash, why you have the emphasis on B'chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why the Torah emphasizes that there were these 3 months that elapsed, that it was in the third month since leaving Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, because we are now so different from what we were. We are so elevated. We are so far removed from what we were like when we were the Avodim of the Pharaoh. And that's achieved by that separation in time. And the full separation period is 3 months, the beginning, a middle, and the end. And that's why, as he concludes, Nisbar lecha hazman asher ro'i lehinasein ha-Torah. We've explained how and why the Torah is correct that it be given in the third month. So we have two very different Ma'amari Chazal. One in Maseches Shabbos that says everything is about three. Where the Maharal explains that's because of Yesha, because of balance, and everything should be proper and correct. And so that's why it's Am Yisrael, we are Kohan Levim Yisraelim. The Torah itself even reflects this with Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and it was given to us through Moshe, who was a third born, in the third month, and then after 3 days of Shleishi Simei Hagbol. And here we have the Medrash telling us that the timing, B'chodesh HaShlishi, that Torah is given in Sivan 3 months after leaving Mitzrayim, is because it's very much like the Havchana, the separation period. If you have a Giyores who's becoming a Jew, you can't just let her marry into the Jewish people immediately. You need to have this time period elapse, and then she marries in and becomes married to a Jew and becomes part of the wider, greater Jewish family. You have to have this separation with a time segment that separates between the times when she was not to the time when she now is. And that's what Am Yisrael basically went through. Am Yisrael, like Geirim, are becoming a new people. So therefore, we have this period of time between leaving Mitzrayim and assuming identities at Har Sinai of being Hashem's people. You need leaving Mitzrayim. You need 3 months until Atem Tihuli Mamlachis Kahanim V'Gai Kadosh. That's the explanation for why it had to be specifically the Torah was given B'Chodesh HaShlishi, the third month, after 3 months, even partial months, of having been away from what we were and what we were like as Avodim to Paro.